6. Anthropology. Listen to a lecture in an anthropology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
The environments where we build our cities are not always the best of places. You know, the environment may be too cold, too hot, too dry, or whatever. But humans have the incredible ability to adapt to their environments, and, more to the point, to make these environments adapt to them. That's my claim, and to back it up, yes, I'd like to illustrate this key concept by talking about a place called Tenochtitlan. Tenochtitlan was the capital city of the Aztecs in what is now Mexico. To begin with, Tenochtitlan was originally built on an island, solid ground, but with the expansion of the population to around 200,000, they could no longer fit on the island. There were just too many people. Now, they were actually surrounded by a shallow lake, along with swampland, and it's not so easy to build in such places. But these ancient people adapted. They built what we call floating gardens, which were made by, well, just by piling tree branches and mud together. Then they planted trees, and the tree roots actually kept the islands in place. The islands were anchored by the roots that grew and secured themselves to the lake floor. They basically made solid land where there wasn't any. Innovative idea, huh? Another problem they had was, there wasn't enough fresh water in the city. Again, the people adapted the environment to their needs and overcame the problem. Now, there were sources of fresh water away from the city, but retrieving the water was difficult, so they built aqueducts. Aqueducts are structures that are built to carry water to a place. Man-made channels for water, basically. With so many people to provide water to, the Aztecs built two aqueducts that allowed fresh water to travel from springs, past the salty lake water, and into the city. These aqueducts helped the Aztecs have fresh water in a place where it was hard to find naturally.
1. According to the professor, why did the Aztecs build floating gardens? Two. How did the floating gardens stay in place? Three. According to the professor, how did the Aztecs obtain fresh water?